the Houston Rockets were blasted in their own city for allegedly disappearing in games 1 and 2. And the chief magician was Ralph Sampson. But Big Ralph awoke from his June nap in game number 3 long enough to give the Rockets their first win.
McCray in the circle, back to Lloyd. He's in traffic. He throws it up and misses. The rebound goes to Sampson. And he slams.
No question, Houston playing with great intensity, especially off the board.
Lloyd holds.
Just as the Celtics should have won game number 3, the Rockets just as easily could have evened the series in game number 4. But once again, the big green came through when it counted. And in game 5, the Celtics were poised on the steps of their 16th title in the same building they had won their 14th just 5 years ago. But game 5 would provide the lasting image of the 1986 finals. The image of the present-day battle of David and Goliath.
Referred. A three-point attempt that's no good. It's picked up off the floor by Olajuwon. On the right now, quickly it goes. And Sampson levels, almost levels the three-sink with an elbow. And they don't call it. And now they're fighting. There's the fight going on right now. Sampson started the whole damn thing. He hit three-sink with an elbow right in the head. And three-sink objected to it. And Big Ralph Sampson, the big brave ball, picking on a guy 6'1". A foot and 3 inches smaller than he is.
And it's
still
not
out fight again.
Sampson's still swinging, and now it's getting into the crowd. Now it's getting dangerous. It's into the crowd. And here's where it could really get nasty. The police now coming out on the court, trying to bring it away from the crowd. As Bill Walton stepped in to see things defense, and he took Sampson down to the floor. And I want to tell you, they were throwing punches, and they were connecting with punches. Sampson now kicks the ball.
Sampson is the last guy who has the right to complain. He started the whole fight. He started it. He threw the first punch. He hit C-Sing, and he hit him hard. And C-Sing objected to it. Sampson said, "Come round, Sampson. I have a right to hit you. I have a right to break your head."
DJ might have got the worst of it. I think he got pumped in the eye. And yeah, he did. He got punched in the eye. He tried to get in there and help out, and now his eye is bleeding. It is puffed out, and his left eye is bleeding. And the Celtics are saying it may need stitches, and he's going, "I'm not leaving. I do not want to leave this game."
And Ralph Sampson showed his true colors. He is a gutless big guy who picks on the little people.
So the champagne would have to make the trip back to New England with the Celtics and cool off in the garden. It only sat for 3 days. For on June the 8th, the 1986 dream season for the Celtics came to a happy ending.
Cross court on the left now, DJ. Now they swing it into Walton. Walton's pass is knocked down, but Bird picks it up. Goes in a three-point land.
Oh, up a three-pointer. He said, "Here, I want to put a pin in the balloon right now." Oh, my. 87-61 the score. A 26-point lead. Wiggins with the ball. Throws up a brick. It's picked off by Walton. He starts the play. Comes out of there. Goes to D.
Banner, 1986 world champions. No one can ever take that away from us. It's the greatest accomplishment we've ever done. Let's go.
It is all over. This dark crowd has erupted. It is over. It's 16. Sweet 16 is in the bank. It's running in the bank. The Boston Celtics are the world champions for the 16th time.
It really was a magical year. It really was. It was from the start of training camp on. You could feel the intensity in practice. You could feel the intensity in games. We started off by losing to New Jersey on a very poor effort by everybody. And we finished up by really kicking tail the way the Celtics are supposed to kick tail. And, you know, I tell you what, Dad Sanders and everybody else said it best. And they said, you know, hey, we just kick tail and take names.